Patience, loyalty, niceness, and respectfulness. Those are the things Isaiah says he learns while working in one of the teaching gardens that Groundworks has created. Isaiah's favorite part of working in the garden is using the compost pile and seeing his garbage decompose.
It's better to reduce them and reuse them and recycle.
Those are also things Isaiah says he wants to practice as he grows older. Tim Olson is the executive director of Groundworks. He describes the gardens as a place of exploration. Olson says Groundworks coordinates directly with schools to help students excel academically, explore their surroundings, and become a better neighbor.
We use the garden as a medium or a platform to do that because it's a safe place, it's a neutral place. It doesn't make any difference what your education, your academic background, your cultural background. Somehow in the garden, all that fades away and it becomes the great equalizer.
There are currently 3 teaching gardens in Sioux Falls. The first one started 4 years ago at Lowell Elementary School and then followed with Hayward Elementary School earlier this spring and the Children's Home Society this fall. They are raised gardens inside wood structures that are 4 feet wide, 10 feet long, and 24 inches high. Olson says the group helps create a curriculum that teachers can use for everyday lessons. South Dakota State Extension partners with Groundworks to create the curriculum. Chris Durovsov is a community development field specialist with SDSU Extension.
What it does is it takes education to a real practical thing that kids can see. It's not necessarily on a worksheet. They can talk about diameter and area with actually conceptualizing, this is my garden plot, and this is how much space my vegetable is going to need. So it sort of makes it like real life in a way.
Durovsov says a garden is a place for everyone, and even her 5-year-old daughter enjoys working in the family garden. Anne Land agrees. She says working in the garden is a time for family bonding and improves her 3 children's behaviors. Land is trying to establish a teaching garden in Del Rapids and Baltic because she believes the lessons that come from it have a big impact on people's lives.
Knowing where our food comes from is really, really critical, especially in this day and age where we might get produce from other countries and we don't even know where they are on the map. And having the responsibility of raising that produce. And I think just being able to share the produce with other people.
Recently, Groundworks hosted a Thanksgiving meal as a way to give back to those who have worked with students in the garden and those who have provided support for the gardens. Land's 2 daughters, Mara and Ellie, provided entertainment during the event playing the violin while her son, Ike, emceed. Also at the event was Cole Schad. Schad is the owner of Mixed, which is a restaurant in Sioux Falls that specializes in salads and healthy eating choices. Schad is the first corporate sponsor of Groundworks and says he had been looking for a community organization that shared his passion for healthy lifestyles.
When you eat healthier, you just tend to feel better. You know, you stay more active. Part of Groundworks' deal is keeping kids on the right track. You know, eating healthier, living a healthier lifestyle can also help psychologically with certain issues. It can help in the home. It just keeps a better balanced lifestyle.
Schad says while his restaurant isn't necessarily organic, it uses produce that's fresh and locally grown. The Thanksgiving meal was the epitome of a fresh meal. Chefs from Avera and Sanford teamed up to create the menu, which included roast turkey breast with a roasted red pepper and sweet corn relish, hydroponic greens, and roasted carrots.
The carrots came straight out of the ground. They were probably in the ground 72 hours ago. That was really important to leave them in their natural state, and we were looking at them today trying to decide what to do with them, and all we did is trim the tops. They're beautiful.
That's John Gilbertson, who is the executive chef at Sanford. He says the meal was autumn-themed and captured the mission of Groundworks by using fresh, locally produced food. Gilbertson says as a member of the American Culinary Federation and a nutrition expert, one of his goals is to help create more gardens and teach young people about food and where it comes from. That's why he wanted to help create the Groundworks meal.
It's so important to be part of this early on because the leverage that something like Groundworks can make a difference in and getting young people to look and even just to begin the thought process about where does your food come from, it can change generations, and that's really what will have to happen to fight the healthcare epidemic and the obesity epidemic and all those things. Really have to have a real shift in paradigm and thought, and hopefully that comes from young people.
After only 1 year, Groundworks has reached more than 1,200 students. Its goals for the upcoming years are to have 3 to 5 more gardens and reach 5,000 students by 2015. As the organization continues to grow, Executive Director Tim Olson says diversifying its outreach is also important. Olson says Groundworks brings teaching gardens where it's asked, but it sees more opportunity at elementary schools.
When you see these students, kindergartners and first graders, who eyes begin to come alive because they're out, of all things, working in the soil, watching a seed grow, measuring a watermelon as it grows every day, and then looking forward to them to together eat that as a class. It's that simplicity that seems to touch people in some very, very wonderful and remarkable ways.
Olson says Groundworks hopes to adapt its curriculum to also benefit more middle schools and high schools in the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Cassie Bartlett.